Lawson Naidu is Executive Secretary at CASAC. Lawson, is this hot air? Is there something in this? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you very much. It depends which aspect we're dealing with. I mean, if we're dealing with the interview of Judge Thayer Pillay yesterday, it certainly seems that Mr. Malema was out of order.
Can we just deal with the Pravin Gordhan, Mokgweng, the question, and then we'll get on to the other things? Can we go there first, please?
Okay. The incident that the Chief Justice was recalling yesterday was apparently took place 5 years ago in 2016, because it was at the time that Pravin Gordhan was still the Minister of Finance. And in his statement today, I think the Minister Gordhan has made it clear that this was a substantive meeting about various issues. He cannot recollect which one, but he gives a list of issues that he would have engaged with the Chief Justice on at the time, including the renewal of the term of appointment of the tax ombudsman, issues relating to fiscal constraints and needing to reduce or keep at the same level the remuneration of judges and a range of other issues. The fact that Mr. Gordhan made that comment was certainly unwise of him to have done so, but it does not evince any intention on the part of Mr. Gordhan to seek to influence the outcome in any way. Because having asked the question and received the response from the Chief Justice that Judge Pillay had been unsuccessful, there is no allegation that Mr. Gordhan then sought to try and influence the Chief Justice in any way. So it seems to be really a spurious issue to have raised in the interview of Judge Pillay. And JSC practice would also seem to indicate that if such a question was going to be put to a candidate, that they should have been forewarned about that so they could prepare an appropriate response. So the Chief Justice seems to have parted ways with the accepted practice of the JSD in posing such a question.
It does suggest that, I mean, Julius Malema made his standpoint very clear that he was, once they got to discussing which, because the procedural requirements are that they forward a list of names greater than the number of vacancies so that Cyril Ramaphosa can then choose which of the five he is going to elevate to the two vacant posts. So Julius Malema made his position clear. I am going to argue that you don't deserve it. You're not a judge. You're an activist. And Mokgweng seems to have indicated that he was also going to argue against her elevation to the Concord.
Well, that much is very clear from what they both said during the course of the interview of Judge Pillay yesterday, and is borne out by the fact that Judge Pillay did not make it onto that shortlist that would be sent to the president for his consideration. So it's quite clear that those interventions were successful in stopping the candidacy of Judge Pillay.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know anything at all about the judicial records and judicial competence of the five that have been shortlisted. I mean, there is a degree of political controversy attached to Judge Pillay because she is a friend of Pravin Gordhan's. She has sat in cases involving Jacob Zuma, and Pravin Gordhan is one of the people within the ANC most implacably opposed to Jacob Zuma. Is that sufficient? I mean, if everything else were equal, if she were as judicially competent as the shortlisted judges, would that potential for political controversy be sufficient to disqualify her?
Well, on its own, it shouldn't, John, because, you know, given our particular history in South Africa and the struggle for national liberation, in which many people who now find themselves occupying high office either in parliament, the executive, or the judiciary, may have participated in that struggle for liberation and would be comrades with one another and one's friendships and long-standing relationships, do continue. So the very fact that she's a friend of Minister Gordhan does not rule her out. And as she herself pointed out in her answer to some of these questions yesterday, if there was any allegation that she was biased in any way, her decisions could have been taken on appeal. And she pointed out one particular case, I recall, where she said a matter was taken on leave to appeal to the SDA, which was refused, and also leave to appeal refused in the Concord. If there was anything untoward in her judicial record, that would have been dealt with in the appeal process. So I think one needs to be careful about making political allegations against a candidate judge without any evidence to back that up.
And then the issue of Julius Malema and what he says about the judiciary and the bias that he perceives in the judiciary and his kind of agreement with Jacob Zuma. There's a sort of political dictatorship, judicial dictatorship happening. Judges make decisions on the basis of their factional affiliations rather than the evidence and the law. So he says that outside of the JSE quite a lot, and within the JSE, he is, as he usually is in other places, brash and intemperate, and it's something that you have an issue with.
Indeed. Mr. Malema serves as a member of the Judicial Service Commission, not as a member of the Economic Freedom Fighters, but as a representative of the National Assembly of the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. The Constitution sets out the membership of that Judicial Service Commission, and Mr. Malema serves there as one of those six members of the National Assembly, and he's there to represent the interests of the National Assembly and not that of his political party. And his responsibility when serving as a member of the JSE is clearly spelled out in the Constitution and the law, which is to have oversight over judicial conduct in terms of judicial disciplinary matters, although the role of politicians in that process on the JSE is somewhat curtailed, correctly so. But has a significant responsibility in terms of the appointment or the recommendation of candidate for appointment to the bench. And in discharging that responsibility, Mr. Malema is clearly conflicted, given his very strong statements outside of Parliament, outside of the Commission, about his beliefs that the judiciary is captured and judges are guilty of accepting bribes, etc., which in our view, renders him to be not a fit and proper person to serve on the JSB, and he should not have been allowed to sit in on these interviews yesterday.
Lawson Naidoo, thanks very much for talking to us, Executive Secretary at KSAC.